This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 24th. God's word to you today is without ceasing. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 4 verse 2, and it says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. We are still learning practical ideas that are helpful in having a vibrant prayer life. The first is, I realize that I'm so busy, I cannot afford to pray. For this to kick in, we must have a complete paradigm shift from too busy to pray to too busy, so must pray. The second practical thing that you can do that will definitely help you is set an appointment with God for prayer. For me, by God's grace, I keep my appointments. I show up because we have to be people of integrity, right? So we have to keep our appointments. Guess what? When you have an appointment with God for a particular time, it will help you to keep the appointment. Put it in your calendar, schedule it, it will help you. The third practical thing that you can do that will definitely help you is take advantage of in-between moments. You have a big bowl of clothes to wash, and it's going to take you 30 minutes to hand wash those clothes. You can be praying while you are washing those clothes. This should not be your primary prayer time, but it gets you into the praying mode and helps you keep your primary prayer time. You can pray while you are driving or commuting. I discovered that I drive about 30 minutes to where I play golf. When the person that drives me offers to drive me there, I tell him not to worry. It is because I discovered that it is 30 minutes of fellowship, and there are some things I would be saying to God that I do not need him to hear. I drive myself there, and he meets me there and brings me back. So I have created an extra 30 minutes of prayer and communion. A lot of us spend hours on the road, going to and from work at least 5 times in a week. Imagine praying in tongues during that time every single day. You would blow problems away easily, because you will build so much capacity. Look for the in-between times and kickstart your prayer. I want you to write down one specific way in which you can grow in your prayer life. It could be one of the 3 things we have shared, and be specific. It is between you and God. Some of us need to take advantage of in-between times. Some of us need to write down a list of people we need to start interceding for. Because before now, all your prayers have been focused on yourself and your family. The people you put down on that list do not need to know that you're praying for them. It could be cutting off media and devices. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. For those who are stuck in their prayer lives, I pray that you will get a divine intervention. Amen. Let us pray. Father, empower me to pray as I ought to pray, and let every limitation and every barrier be taken out of my way. Give me the grace to pray like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.